It's Monday, December 27th, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to this, the last episode of Season 7 of The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Man, I love that song that we just heard. That was a song called Zadie Bobo. It's from a compilation called Ivory Coast Soul, which features great music from the Ivory Coast from sort of those sweet spot couple decades back, 60s, 70s. That was Ernesto De Gigi who did that song, Zadie Bobo, which, boy, I could listen to that song about a million times. And I think, actually, if you check the play count in iTunes, boop-a-dee-click, yeah, I have, in fact, listened to it a million times. Kelly's probably sick of that song, but how could you be sick of that song? And if you liked it, you might want to check out the album, though it's definitely the best song on the album. The album is pretty good in terms of Afropop music, which I do tend to like. And that song is a great way to open up this, the last episode of Season 7. That's right, they've been doing the show like 7 years, and it's going to continue, but I'm going to take a little break. So there's not going to be any shows in January. I'll probably come back in February with some new shows, February 2011. But I'm going to make this episode count. It's full of really great stuff. I'm pretty thrilled with it. So here, speaking of great new stuff, this is a band from Brooklyn. They're called Computer Magic, and it's really just this one girl who does this stuff, and I think she's really young, too. I think she, I don't know exactly her bio, but I from what I read, I gather that she was very young, and she does everything. She does all the music, writes it, sings it, everything. And the music is so great. And we're going to hear two tracks. Both are from her EP, Hiding From Our Time, which is free, as is her other EP. There's a couple of EPs you can download from her website for free. So look for links to that at Sounds In My Head. We're going to hear two tracks from this EP called Hiding From Our Time. We're going to hear Hiding From Our Time, and then we're going to hear a teenage ballad, High School. Both are really great songs. I'm pretty excited about this. I feel like she's going to go someplace because this stuff is really cool. So here we go, Computer Magic. Where else but right here on the last episode of Season 7 of The Sounds In My Head.
Experts in Egypt are saying that a series of shark attacks on a popular beach were the result of livestock traders throwing carcasses into the coastal waters. Too bad, because if it weren't for the sharks, that beach full of floating carcasses sounds like a really nice vacation spot. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed in a landmark Senate vote. 65 senators voted yay, and 31 voted I'm old. We'll be right back.
Oh, that's some fun stuff we just heard. We just heard two tracks by The Babies. They're also from Brooklyn, and The Babies, pretty great stuff. We heard Meet Me in the City, and then All Things Come to Pass, the two title tracks from two EPs, Meet Me in the City and All Things Come to Pass. Both are great songs, and actually, they've only got four songs released, this band, The Babies, but they're all really great, all four of them. So I'm really looking forward to their album. Hopefully they'll come out with something next year, and I'll put that on the show too, because it's excellent. And speaking of great new music from Brooklyn, you remember the Danzettes, I've played them before, and obviously you remember the New Rags, who I'm a big fan of the New Rags. One of the two guys from the New Rags, and also from the Danzettes, is in a new band. It's called Chalk and Numbers, and it's pretty great stuff. We're going to hear two tracks from the He Knew EP, which is their first EP that they've come out with, and it's a free download. Again, look for links at The Sounds of My Head, where you can download this EP for free. It's great. It's all 4 and 5 star tracks, I gotta say. We're going to hear two of my favorites. We're going to hear Let's Go Away, followed by When Summer Is Through. Both new music from Chalk and Numbers. And I really like this singer. She has a little bit of Zooey Deschanel in her, I think. And you'll hear it in these songs. So check it out. Let's Go Away and When Summer Is Through, both by Chalk and Numbers, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
I got a little place I go away. Christian, Jew, or Methodist, or good old Greco Pantheist, say what a moral mess is this they reference.
The ethicist.
When wrong and right get in a twist, and tempers flare at breakfast, like scenes out of Macbeth's is the grist for just
the ethicist.
The ethicist is philosophical jurist. We freely say with emphasis, really he's the best at this. Continuing my preface, this ethicist wizened journalist, who's hailed by Hegelians and kissed by transcendentalists, though dissed by existentialists and cynics and parentheses, with pieces on the precipice and sexist, bigot, feminist, capital, or communist, or classic, humor, modernist, say what the ethic ethicist they reference.
The ethicist.
I'm Randy Cohen.
I'd like to talk a little about environmental ethics. Ethics involves the effects of our actions on others. There can be solitary sin. You can sit alone at home and covet your neighbor's ox. But if you want to be unethical, you must get up, get dressed, go out, and steal the ox. Ethics isn't ethics until other people are involved. When you drive in Manhattan, you harm those other people. A lot. Next, ethics involves actions that are volitional. If you live in Atlanta or Phoenix or Dallas and you want to buy a newspaper or visit a friend or hold a job, you must drive. Here in Manhattan, you can walk to the corner for a paper, take the train to Brooklyn to visit your pals, bike to work. In Manhattan, driving is done by choice. Here are 10 reasons why it is a very bad choice. 1, cars kill. If you introduced a transportation system by declaring it'll only kill 35,000 people a year in the United States, it's hard to believe it would gain widespread popularity. 2, cars kill in a whole other way, in slow motion. Sure, running over your neighbors is a quick way to kill them, but if you're patient and work with other drivers, you can gradually kill even more people by so polluting the air that your neighbors keel over with hideous respiratory diseases. And by contributing to global warming, your auto emissions can harm future generations. It's a legacy. 3, cars abuse public space. I don't put my summer clothing in a footlocker and chain it to a tree in Central Park for the winter. Why should you store your Dodge Caravan on my block? Why is your private property in our public space? Even the greenest of green cars, one that runs on hydrogen or batteries or happy thoughts, is still a car. You have to park it somewhere and keep circling the block until you do. 4, cars make you lonely. Isolated in that cell on wheels, you have fewer opportunities for the chance encounters that invigorate daily life. And when you get home, the car isolates you further because you live way out in some horrible suburb, a consequence of the sprawl caused by cars themselves. The private car is a rolling circular argument, creating the very problems it purports to solve. There's such a thing as too ironic.
Town for good. Ask me how. I could say for certain.
Hey, time to catch up. So before what we just heard and after what we last heard, which is to say after Chalk and Numbers, we heard a couple songs by a band from San Francisco. They're called Blackbird Blackbird, and we heard So Sorry Girl and Let's Move On Together. Both are really great, and both are from their album Summer Heart, which it's got some really great stuff on it. It seems to me a little like they just had some filler, though. I don't know. All the songs aren't as good as the two I played, but a lot of it is pretty good. So if you liked it, definitely want to check out More by Blackbird Blackbird, see what you like and what you don't, and download all that you do from, you know, iTunes, eMusic, Amazon, whatever. It's available widely. And then after Blackbird Blackbird, we hear two fantastic songs by a band from New Orleans I like a lot. I played them a little while ago, sometime maybe earlier in 2010. The Generationals, they're from New Orleans. They're really great. And they got a new EP that came out, I don't know, sometime recently. And we heard the title track, Trust, and then we heard another song called Safe for Certain. That's what we just heard just now. And man, I really like the Generationals a lot. And if you don't like Trust, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you. That's like, it's such a great song. Definitely want to pick up that whole EP. It's really great. All of it's great. Like I said, this whole episode, I feel pretty strong about. No schlock around here. And speaking of not schlock, we are going to finish up now with another great song. This one is by a band from New Jersey. They're called Big Troubles. We're going to hear the song Freudian Slips, which is by far and away their best song, but they do have a few other good ones on this. It's sort of a noise pop kind of band. And I can only take so much of that, you know, just to be honest. It's not my very favorite kind of, and it's sort of shoegazer, but also just sort of like noise music or something. But some of it's really great, like Freudian Slips, which I'm about to play. So if you like this song, check out the album Worry, and, you know, see what else appeals to you. There's some other stuff I gave 4 stars, so it's not crappy by any means. And like I said, this whole episode, I'm feeling pretty good about. And Freudian Slips, this is like 5-star all the way. So, finishing up this episode and Season 7 of The Sounds of My Head with Big Troubles from New Jersey. And here we go, Freudian Slips, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Just so I don't know.
That does it for Season 7 of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Safer Than My Friends by Computer Magic. I also talked over Hill Country Smog by Sunset and Cape Town, South Africa's Great Sardine Run by Patrick Boscher. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also become a fan in Facebook. Go to Facebook, search for The Sounds of My Head, click the like button, and you can leave comments at The Sounds of My Head website. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. And of course, you'll want to tune in again in probably like February sometime when I start making new episodes. Otherwise, have a happy new year, and I'll see you around the bend.